Keep your wits about you. And with that, he strode off. Simone watched until he was a small speck in the distance. Then she took a sip from her water bottle and rejoined the path. She needed to speed up. Stephen would be anxious if she was late home. Some miles away, tall cumulonimbus clouds were rising above the fells. Later in the afternoon, the fine weather would break. But Simone calculated that by then, she should be off the moor. Meanwhile, the sun beat down relentlessly, and there was not a breath of wind. Even the birds seemed to be seeking shade, their calls infrequent and subdued. Only the bees and crickets were reveling in the warmth. She felt herself overheating and wished she had brought a hat. The water in her bottle was unpleasantly warm. Nevertheless, it was good to be outdoors, away from home. After another half mile or so, Simone saw two people walking towards her. As they approached, it became clear that they were a boy and girl, quite young. She was surprised they were out on their own in such a remote place. The boy was dressed in shorts and a shirt, the girl in a summer frock. Both wore socks and sandals. The girl had pigtails and the boy a very short haircut. They were scrupulously neat.